In April of 1981, I was arrested for possession of LSD with intent to distribute. After a lengthy process of going through the court system and losing an appeal, I was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in state prison. That prison sentence actually turned into 12 months where I could get 3 months off for good behavior. Prison was a unique experience, one that I highly do not recommend to anybody. But as a 19, 20-year-old kid, you're very resilient, and we are always looking for ways to subvert the paradigm of what was happening there. One of the things that I did with the one other Jew that I knew in the prison, a guy named Wayne Weiniger, was we requested special privileges to celebrate Yom Kippur and Passover that same year. When we asked permission to celebrate Passover, it turned out that the Rabbinical College of America was just 20 miles away from where I was in prison. We wrote them a letter. They brought us a couple of care packages that were filled with gefilte fish, Manischewitz grape juice, matzah, some haggadahs, and they gave us a classroom where we got to sit and put peanut butter on our matzah, read the Haggadah, and celebrate Passover while everybody was wondering exactly what we were doing. Well, I wrote a letter to the chief deputy of the prison, also asking for special privileges for Yom Kippur. They were granted, and you can see that in this letter in the ephemera case here in this section of the exhibit.